You're listening to the Talkative Introvert Podcast. Welcome. My name is Melissa, and I'm the host of the Talkative Introvert Podcast. So if you're not new here and listen to the last few episodes, I've been trying to do like an intro because some podcasts do that because you never know if a listener is going to start from the beginning or start randomly in just an episode somewhere. So I thought, you know, it would be a good idea to introduce myself in every episode, but I don't like it. I don't like the intros that I was using. I think I only did it for like two episodes or something like that, or a couple of them. Anyways, I think at the beginning, I'm just going to say my name and that's it. Anyways, today's episode is going to be a solo episode. So I typically end my season with like a goodbye episode for whatever year it is, because I wanted to make every season its own year, if that makes sense. So like I did a goodbye 2021, 2020, 2022, whatever. But what a missed opportunity to not make it, to not make a season four, like episode 20. So I have a 420 episode, which I know is dumb, but whatever. So this time I'm going to run season four until after the 20th episode, especially because I was hoping to have at least 20 episodes every season, which equates to about, you know, like two episodes a month. Unfortunately, this year kind of sucked. There were definitely some highlights, but this year was just very stressful for me. Last year, I mentioned that the podcast was a bit stressful for me because I tried out something new and had like a bunch of different guests on and, you know, doing that whole, pod match thing and getting different people on. And so that was stressful on a podcast level, but this year was more stressful on a personal level, which really impacted the podcast because I was not able to really focus on it, and it really limited my availability to do that, which really sucked because I really love doing the podcast and I really love talking, hence the name. So it really sucked. Like I just did one with my brother that I'm really excited to share because my brother and I, wow, I'm having a hard time talking today. Maybe because I don't do the podcast that much this year. That didn't even sound right. Maybe because I didn't do the podcast that much this year is what I meant to say. Whatever. Anyways. So I did an episode with my brother. I think that's going to come after this one. And I'm excited for that because my brother has been wanting to go on the podcast. He's the one that actually put my theme songs together, the intro songs. And I love talking to my brother. We can talk all day for hours. We one time spent, you know, like it takes a good like 3-4 hours to go to Monterey from here. And we talked the entire time going there and back in the time we spent in Monterey. So I had to cut it short with him because I was like, I'm not going to edit like a 2-hour episode. Like we got to keep it around an hour. But anyway, stay tuned for that. So for this episode, I kind of wanted to talk about how this year went. I mean, not to bore you with the details of what sucked, but kind of what I've been thinking about. But before I get to that, you know, I kind of need to preface this with the fact that I'm typically a very private person, which sounds weird considering I have a podcast. But when I say private, what I mean is that I don't tend to tell people about the not so great things that happen in my life. I just don't do well with negative emotions. And I don't really like crying, especially in front of people. And I don't like being sad. And I don't like making other people sad because of my sadness, if that makes sense. Like my thought process is that I don't want people to treat me differently or pity me or feel bad for me. But this year I was like, I kind of do want people to treat me a little differently and I don't want to say pity me, but like, you know, treat me a little different when I'm going through a rough patch, you know? Because this year I'm just like, man, I can never catch a break, or I wish people would just give me a break. But how can I expect people to do that if they don't even know what's going on with me? You don't know what you don't know, you know? Anyways, if you've been listening to the podcast, then you should know who Bailey is by now. So I was having a conversation with her earlier this year, and she asked how I was doing, and I flat out was like, I'm not okay, and I don't know what to do with that. And she said something pretty profound, if you will. She said, I'm always the therapist and never the patient, but now I'm the patient without a therapist, which I was like, damn, that's deep. What she means is that I'm always there for people if people need someone to talk to. And I have always been like that since, I don't know, since I was like really young. And I'm happy to be that. You know, I'm happy to be that ear or shoulder to cry on. But I don't always like being the person on the other end. You know, like I don't want to be the one crying on someone's shoulder or talking their ear off about my problems, you know. A good example is that I don't like sharing terrible news at work. So when my dad died a few years ago, I didn't want anyone at work to know. Unfortunately, word did spread and everyone ended up stopping by my cubicle and sharing their condolences, or would literally look at me and frown and say things like, hang in there, everything will be okay. But I didn't want any of that. I didn't like the attention, you know, like I didn't like that people looked at me differently, or, you know, with the sad eyes and, you know, like hang in there, bud. I just wanted people to work, or I wanted work to just be work, you know, like I didn't want them to, I don't know. And then my brother died the following year, and I specifically asked my manager to please do not send a card, like a condolence card. And I honestly never understood why people were okay with everyone knowing, because before we can send out a condolence card, we have to ask that person. We have to be like, hey, is it okay if we let everyone know and have everyone sign a card? And people would say, yeah, that's fine. So they already know they're getting a sympathy card. Like it's not a surprise. Like, oh, how nice of my coworkers to do this for me. We have to get their permission first. So they're well aware that the card is coming, you know? And I always thought that was weird. Like, I think it's weird to ask, but I understand why we have to ask. But I also think it's weird. Like, yeah, give me a card. Well, I know that's not what they're saying, but it's weird. Anyways, this year, though, I was kind of thinking about that more. I was kind of thinking about, like, why I'm like that, or, like, you know, am I the weird one, or I don't know. Because I truly only tell Brandon and Bailey everything that goes on in my life, but this year made me really think of that maybe it's okay to share that I'm not okay with other people, you know? Because honestly, the older I get, the more tired I am. My mental capacity is slowly decreasing, and sometimes I just like when people ask me how I'm doing, or are more forgiving if I make a mistake or don't get to something quickly or what have you, you know, like I like that break. I'm realizing that when I'm not okay, I need it. I need the break. I need people to take it easy on me when I mess up or if I'm not on top of my game, both at work and personal. But if people don't know what's going on, they're just going to think that I'm being lazy or inconsiderate or just whatever negative thing you can think of. And so I am starting to think, like, maybe it's fine. Maybe it is okay. You know, like a few things did happen this year, and I won't get into deep detail of it. You know, like if you are my personal friend or family member, you already know what's going on. But a lot of stuff did happen this year. and a lot of stuff still kind of is happening and it still impacts me now and is still like something I think about. So it's not like it, like these things weren't like, you know, something that just happened briefly and I was sad and then now I'm over it. Like these are things I'm still struggling with. Like, you know, one really big thing, which I think I mentioned in previous episodes, is like our dog had a ruptured disc earlier this year back in July and had to have emergency spinal surgery. Like I literally had to take the day off. Like I called my boss, say, hey, I need to take my dog straight to the vet. We brought him to the ER and immediately they're like, you need to go to UC Davis now, like right now. And he got his surgery and that was like a really big deal because he, basically what happened is that we were calling him and he wasn't coming to us and that freaked us out. So we went and looked for him and he couldn't move his hind legs. Like he was completely paralyzed from the waist down. And that's the first that's ever, like that's the, this surgery is the first surgery he's ever had other than like, you know, when he got neutered. But that's just like a normal surgery, like most dogs go through anyway. So that wasn't like a major thing, but this was like a really, really big deal. And even till now, he's still not fully walking and he still has to like exercise and, still relearn basically how to walk. And so it's still something we're dealing with and probably will still deal with for a while. 'Cause he is older. He's like 10 years old. So, the doctor was saying that it's just going to take a while. And that was a really big thing this year. And there's a lot of major things that happened this year too. And another like really, really big thing that happened to me this year too is my aunt died. And I mentioned her a few times, I think, in previous episodes, but she was a really important person to me and a really influential person to me in my life. And it was... And I think that's the one that really hit me that maybe it is okay to tell people, like tell people at work or tell friends and family. And because I think some people just thought I was ignoring them or like being antisocial or I don't know, whatever. But I don't think people really realized like what was going on because that one like was really, really tough to go through. And it really sucks. And her birthday was in September and that like really broke me. And I'm realizing that, or I guess what I'm trying to get at with this episode, that sometimes it's just good to open up because we all need to take a break sometimes. Like I know a lot of people, maybe it's a generational thing or maybe a cultural thing. I don't know. But a lot of times they don't want to show weakness or they don't want to show people that they're not okay or they don't want to be vulnerable. But, you know, I decided this year to be a little different, maybe because that one hit me so hard that I had to tell my manager. I had to tell her what was going on and I was honest with her. Because she's also new, like she's a new boss. And I was also afraid that she's going to think that I'm lazy or don't know how to do my job that well or, you know, whatever. Because I am really good at my job, not to toot my own horn, but I am good at my job. And all of a sudden I'm not. And she's new and she doesn't know me. So I was really honest with her with things that were going on in my life and just everything that happened and is like still happening. And I'm really glad that I did because she was extremely understanding and caring. And same with my team. Like they've been so supportive and kind and forgiving and understanding, you know, all the good things. And they always ask about how things are going, how things are, you know, how am I doing? How's my dog doing? How's my husband doing? And they even remember like little details too. And I'm like, not even some of my friends and family ask me how I'm doing to that degree, you know, but they've just been so kind and I'm not saying I'm making like major mistakes all the time constantly, but when I do, like, they're always like, it's okay. And I have one coworker, because I did confide in her. It's like, I really hope I'm not messing up. And I apologize if I am not, you know, getting to things as quickly or whatever, or if I make a mistake. And, you know, and she was like, you know, it's okay. Like, if you make a mistake, we'll figure it out and we'll fix it. There's no way for you to always know 100% that you're making the right decision all the time. Because as a supervisor, which is another thing that I had to deal with this year as being a supervisor, like, your main responsibility is making decisions constantly. I'm constantly being asked about this or that. And, you know, what do you think about this? Like, oh, we need your approval on this. Like, oh, can you sign this? Like, it's constant decision making. And I feel like when you are going through something tragic or sad or whatever, you know, your judgment isn't always the best. It's not, you know, it's not at the top of its game when that happens. Like, emotions do take a toll on you and your mental health and like your problems. But, you know, instead of people thinking like, oh, she's dumb or she's a terrible supervisor or she should have never been, you know, promoted, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, the fact that people know what things are going on makes them a little more forgiving. You know, of course, like, there are things that like, you can't be a complete lazy, like, slacking off and not doing your job at all, but it's okay to make mistakes here and there. I hope that makes sense. Like, obviously with everything there's a balance. Like, you don't want to be a total slob and like not do anything, you know, and be completely lazy. But you also need to, it's also okay to make little mistakes here and there. And we can always fix it. We can always do something to make sure we remedy the problem. But, you know, I don't want to be all doom and gloom. Like, this year, it wasn't all bad, you know. It wasn't, I still had a lot of good things happen this year. And I did a lot this year that I wouldn't normally do too, because you'll hear about it more in my episode with my brother if you guys decide to listen to it. But I'm also really bad at doing things for myself and spending money on myself. And like I'm always quick to like buy something for somebody else or like get a gift for somebody or, you know, for Christmas or birthdays or whatever. But I'm not very good at treating myself. And so this year, you know, I did try to do that more, because I do have friends and, you know, my husband included, who are always like, well, what's the point of money when you're dead? Like, especially because, you know, I think about retirement too. And it's like, well, you should still enjoy stuff now while you're still young, because, you know, I will say my family doesn't have a good history, like health history. You know, any day now I could have like diabetes or health problems or high blood pressure, or, I mean, my nephew's already has gout. So I'm not young anymore. Or I should say, I'm not getting any younger. I'm still young. I like to think 30 is still young. So it wasn't all doom and gloom. You know, I did get to spend my birthday in Tahoe, went to Disneyland, traveled to like Texas and Seattle and Missouri and Utah, and went camping with our friends. And one of our good friends moved back from Texas, and just recently did the ornament exchange with my friends, which is like my absolute favorite holiday tradition. I also made what I call my quarter life crisis purchase, which is the biggest purchase I've ever made for myself, like ever. Again, that's in my brother's episode, so check that one out when it comes out. So it wasn't all bad. It's just that the bad things that did happen were pretty bad. And it wasn't just a one day thing or something that really will ever go away. So all in all, I'm trying to be more in tune with my emotions and being vulnerable with people. And I mean, I'm not going to tell my whole life story to a complete stranger, but like being more open to people I do know and care about and who are close to me. Because it is nice. It's nice when people ask how you're doing and check in on you and, you know, are more forgiving and understanding when something does go wrong or doesn't go how it usually does, you know? So, and I've actually, being a supervisor, like taking this position has really taught me a lot about that. Because another thing, if you ever decide to be a supervisor, you do work, sure, but I spent majority of my time dealing with like personnel issues. And I feel like I'm kind of straying away from my INTJ-ness, if you will. So if you don't know what that is, like it's the Myers-Briggs, I forgot what the TI stands for, something indicator. Myers-Briggs type indicator. So I'm an INTJ, at least that's what my results were, in which usually INTJs are very logical and rational and don't like take into account people's emotions or anything, very like robotic, if you will. But I think taking on this position is kind of making me not be so much like that. Because I do have to be very empathetic and have to take into account people's feelings when dealing with things, which is both has been educational and extremely annoying, because people are just so emotional and sensitive. But I'm trying to stay calm and put myself in their shoes, I guess, and learn why they're like that and understand that. So I think the supervisor position definitely is helping me with that and helping me kind of smooth my rough edges, if you will, and make me a more people person and care about people. I mean, I care about people. I just feel like work should just be work and just do your job. But okay, anyways, I'm not going to complain about that. Anyways, I hope you guys have a happy new year. I hope this year will be better than the last. I just wanted to get in on here to do like a little goodbye 2023, because I do it every year and I kind of want to keep doing that every year, kind of just recapping. And of course, Link wants to say happy new year also, if you can hear him in the background. But yeah, so I will continue until after the 20th episode, and then I'm probably just going to end it there whenever that happens and not start season 5 until 2025. I just want to be able to be more consistent. So even though I'm ending the season probably sometime in the next few months, I'm probably going to still record episodes. That way there's something every month and every 2 weeks if I can. And I'll probably shorten the season so that I'm getting it, you know, maybe at least, or maybe close to 20 episodes a year if possible. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. Unfortunately, it's not my full-time job, even though it would be the absolute dream if I could just make this my full-time job. But, you know, I'm not getting paid for this, unfortunately. So whatever happens, happens. Anyways, happy new year. Hope everything goes well for you guys this year. I hope you had a great and safe, you know, New Year's. I know a lot of crazy people are out there, but I hope you had a great holiday season. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks. Bye.